All right, we're here at Shark Fast's Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We have a great program here because we got a great group of talkers here with me today. We have Jim Conley, we have Scott Dublin, and of course we have Hoyt Doran here, all with the American Cancer Program. And of course the part that we're also going to be talking about is a program called Man to Man, and it's all about helping men cope with prostate cancer. So I bet you didn't know that there'll be more diagnoses of prostate cancer this year than there will be of breast cancer. How about that? So we're going to be talking about all that right here today. And it's probably going to be a little entertaining, a little humorous, a little serious, but hey, it's a heavy subject to talk about here today. And Scott, your wife Kathy, she's been on the show with us many times, Meals on Wheels. And I did make a little joke. I said, coming up is St. Patty's Day. And I thought, of course, you'd be Irish. And what did you tell me here today?
Well, actually, I'm not Irish. We always thought we were, at least for many years, we thought we were. And found out a few years ago that we are Lithuanian Jew, that my ancestors are buried in the old Jewish cemetery in Charleston. And I know that because the headstones say Dublin, which I can understand. The rest is in Hebrew.
How about that? I bet you were shocked. Did you grow up thinking you were, or when did you find out?
The family history was pretty much a mystery until just a few years ago. I'd probably say within the last 8-9 years, my brother started doing some research. And lo and behold, he started coming up with old census information that listed my ancestors as being Jewish.
So, of course, you thought there was a mistake.
Absolutely. Because, you know, Dublin, you automatically associate that with Irish. We had always thought we were Irish. We had heard rumors that we were Irish. But the brothers that came over, instead of being Irish, were Jewish.
Unbelievable.
And they were dry goods merchants in Charleston, and there was one traveling salesman. Ta-da!
The traveling salesman, and hence how you got to be here. Oh, bad joke, Kenny, here today. All right, so we have Scott. Now, you were diagnosed with prostate cancer, what, 9 years ago?
That's right. About 9 years ago, I was 43 years of age and was diagnosed at that time.
I bet you thought maybe you were the only one.
Absolutely, I did. And it's funny, I had been on some medication, and my doctor, my urologist, Mike Turner, simply suggested, he asked me the question, he said, is there any prostate cancer in your family? And I told him that indeed my dad had prostate cancer. So he suggested it at the end of 1 year's worth of this medication that I was on. He said, let's do some blood tests. PSA test, prostate specific antigen test, came back slightly elevated. And he said, well, maybe there's just some enlargement of the prostate. So he suggested that we do the test again. And it came back elevated. So at that time, he said that we needed to do some biopsies. And he did. And lo and behold, he called me about a week later and said, you know, I'm sorry to tell you that you have prostate cancer.
And how old were you then?
I was 43.
That's pretty young, isn't it?
It's very young, especially it's suggested that you don't even start the PSA testing until the age of 50. But because my doctor asked the right questions, I took the test early, and I praise God for it, because 7 years later, the cancer could have been much farther along.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking with Scott Dublin. We're also talking with Jim Connolly. Your wife, Donna, and you started out helping get started Empty Bowls. What an amazing project for the soup kitchen. It just keeps growing and growing every year, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it certainly does. And we're very proud of the success that we've achieved. The first year that we did it, the Greenwood Area Studio Potters donated the bowls, and we raised $6,000 for the soup kitchen. Year two, we raised a little over $12,000, And last year in October, we passed the $20,000 mark. So we're really proud of what we'd accomplished for the soup kitchen. And the support of the Greenwood community. We finally had some corporate sponsors jump on board.
And the Medical Alliance. Those gals, they're tireless there.
Oh, yeah. They've helped us print the tickets and do the flyers, and they've
get
really
the sponsors.
Come through.
Absolutely. Right. So that's been a phenomenal success story. And Jim, I also understand that you like to make fishing lures.
Yes, I do. In my retirement years, I've always loved fishing, and I spend an awful lot of time making lures. I have a lot of friends that call me when they can't find what they want in the local store, and I make it for them.
Absolutely. So you still, and you love to fish?
Yes. Anytime I can.
All right. Well, we may have to get some fishing reports as the year goes by here then from you. But Jim, you also are a prostate cancer survivor. Is that correct?
That's correct. I, surprisingly enough, started out with a stomach pain, that got me into the medical community. And,
well, you know, once they get a hold of you, they never let go.
and throughout the test, they came up with the idea that I had a kidney stone.
Oh, my goodness.
And about the size of your middle fingernail.
Okay.
And Dr. Bryan in 96 suggested I go see Dr. Turner, which was a urologist.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he did all the tests. He did the PSA tests, and bingo, I had the disease.
And how are you now?
The best way I can put that is that I started out with the PSA 8.8 mm-hmm. on the scale, and in the last blood test I was 0.02.
Wow. Now, how long ago was that? Were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in October of 2010.
Wow. So that is terrific. Now, you've started this program, Hoyt. Maybe you can tell us. Hoyt Doran, of course, is the community person here that keeps all of the American Cancer Society together. He's the glue, I guess we could say, right?
No, I'm just a helper. They're the glue.
Well, for the whole American Cancer Society.
Again, they are the glue. My volunteers are the glue.
Okay. Well, anyways, Hoyt, of course, you head up the whole program there. Now, the man-to-man program, how did that come about?
For the particular area here in Greenwood at present? Mm-hmm. Well, we had seen the need the last several years, of course, and we've been approached by different people from time to time because we have a general aspect today as far as a support group, and we have a breast cancer support group, which is great, but nothing for the gentlemen, and we've been asked. And for particularly the last 3 years, we've been pushing hard. And I first spoke to Morris Dorn. He and I used to work together in Greenwood Mills, and I knew that he was a prostate cancer survivor, and talked with him about the possibility on it. And he was very interested. And he, in turn, put me in contact with Scott and met with both of them. They agreed to be facilitators for the event. So we started working with Self Regional Healthcare, which has been a tremendous partner for us in just about everything that we do here in the Greenwood area. And they were gracious enough to give us the facility for the location, help us with media, help us with making sure everything is in place each and every time we have the meetings themselves. And we held our first meeting in December.
Of 2011. Right.
And it's not just designed for gentlemen that have already gone through prostate cancer. This is for any male that wants to find out about prostate cancer. We encourage those to come before the fact because of early detection and prevention is so important. And to hear information, we do not give medical advice. Our volunteers, facilitators, and the others there, they share their stories. We do have from time to time, and we try to alternate on every month, if at all possible, to have a member of the medical field come in and speak to us. Dr. John Funke has come in and spent an entire hour with our group. And we were very pleased with that. We will continue to work with Self Regional and the urologist in the area and other aspects to have them come in periodically to share information from a medical standpoint.
So this is something that is relative. Well, I mean, 2000 last year. So this is a relatively new
program.
This is
brand new.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
This is brand new. We're very excited about it. And like I said, we'd really been working hard the last few years to try to get it in place. And I have to give hats off to Morris to step up to bat to begin with and putting me in touch with Scott. Both of these gentlemen are our actual facilitators for the meetings itself on it. So that's very important. They get the ball rolling for the conversation and things of that nature. And we want to see it expand as time goes on. That's going to be very important. But the key is to get the gentlemen in there that need to find out about it. We know that African-American gentlemen need to know about it earlier than Caucasians. And, you know, it has a large history in the African-American culture. So we need to be sure that they're there. And we don't want to wait till after the fact so they can get knowledgeable questions answered, they can get information they may need, and again, it provides a place and an open forum for them to come in and discuss the particular story about that type of cancer.
Absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, if you're listening here today and you have a question, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We really have quite an exciting group here today. Jim Conley, who is Irish, Scott Dublin, who isn't Irish, and the subject of hand is talking about prostate cancer and a new program called Man to Man. Now, I thought it was real interesting, Hoyt. You told me that this year there would be more diagnoses of prostate cancer than breast cancer.
That is correct.
What gives?
Well, one of the things, obviously, is the baby boomers. We know that to be a big portion of it. Another aspect that we were talking earlier is early detection and prevention. We are finding out that more gentlemen are getting tested, but we also know that more need to be tested. So there's a lot of different factors involved in that, but it lets people know that the need is out there, that we make sure people are aware of what's available to them. And prostate cancer being just men for the most part, we know that. Where breast cancer...
Wait a minute, just men late now?
Men,
yeah.
No, I mean, I'll go back to breast cancer. Men can get breast cancer.
Absolutely,
on it.
They can.
So, you know, prostate cancer being exclusive to men, of course, on it. And it turns out to give us a good venue for them to talk and discuss and to find out things they otherwise would not do so sometimes.
Now, Scott, I wanted to ask you about when you were diagnosed with this. It's not something that guys normally just say, hey, guess what? I found out I had prostate cancer today, is it? I mean, it's
no.
Just not that way. Women, however, would pick up the phone and call a girlfriend or a close friend and say, oh, my God, I've got breast cancer. There is that difference. And it's basically because of the way men have been raised.
Absolutely. We, you know, men generally don't talk about their health issues, especially one that you know, everybody knows that there are definite side effects from prostate cancer that men just don't want to talk about. And
well, I beg to differ with you. Now, men do like, oh, my back hurts, my this hurts. Yes, they like to talk about those things. But you're right. When it talks about their manhood,
that's right.
We've got another subject here.
That's exactly right. And it's not something that you bring up. And it's funny when healthy men who do not have prostate cancer find out that you are a prostate cancer survivor, they do become curious. They start asking the questions. But the truth of the matter is we as men don't want to have the exam. You go to your doctor and you don't want to be checked for prostate cancer because, of course, the first and foremost is the digital exam. And, you know, we laugh about the bend over and relax or words that don't go together. But it's vitally important that men are checked. But I know guys that just absolutely say, no, I'm not going to be checked. And really, that's a shame because, as Hoyt said, it's all about early detection. And it getting the information out there, talking about the importance of having the exams, agreeing to have the prostate-specific antigen, the PSA test done, it's important because it is a survivable disease. But the fact that we as men don't talk about it, we don't know who's had it, we don't know who's being checked for it, we don't know what's available, it's crazy.
It is. So this group, Man to Man, what exactly does it do, Scott?
It gives us an opportunity as survivors to come together and talk about our experiences. Everybody's experience is in many ways the same, and at the same time, it's very different. So it gives us a safe place to come and talk about what we've experienced, what we're going through now, concerns that we have for the future. And it gives men who are in the process of finding out what their options are a place to come and talk to guys who have been through it. Because we've had, I think in the room where we meet, we've had every possible work done. I mean, from radical prostatectomy to seed implants to beam radiation to cryotherapy, we've experienced so many different ways, and we can talk about how each one affects our lives and what our experiences are.
Well, now, Jim, you of course had prostate cancer. You're in good shape now, but how about for you? Was it difficult to talk about? I mean, you don't look like one of these young, getting in touch with your feelings type guys. Actually, I mean, I'm just going to be perfectly frank here, Jim. You are retired.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Thank good. It was meant as one.
What was the question?
You don't look like one of those get in touch with my feelings type guys. How has this been as an experience to be part of this group?
I would be less than honest if I didn't say that when the diagnosis came down the pipe, I wasn't but shocked. I mean, I was really shocked. I'd been just bopping along, enjoying life. I really liked my life. And then bingo, you know, here it is. I've got the big C. And it was a hard adjustment. It really was.
Did you have anybody to talk to about it, though?
Just my wife. And my brother, because he experienced the same thing. And we conversed a lot. Matter of fact, through the course of all of this, my brother and I have become a lot closer, mm-hmm. which is a good thing.
Yes.
And
Was it difficult to discuss with your wife, though, or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would think it would be. Yes.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it was an experience going through the treatment. I was very satisfied with the results as it worked out. And then I saw the ad in the paper for the Man to Man that was being sponsored at South Regional. And it was a good experience to attend these meetings. To listen to our facilitator, Hoyt, here. He was very open, very honest. But when I researched the options for treatment of the cancer, there was, I believe at the time, there was 5 different options. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of scary because you really don't know which one to go with.
Absolutely.
And so I did some research, and I had some relatives that were in the medical business, and had one, my sister's youngest son actually sold the seed implants to hospitals and doctors, and he was
did
very...
You get a, did you get a price break on him?
No, I didn't. That didn't come into the equation at all.
Darn.
He did offer to let me stay with him, though, if I wanted to come up there for treatment, because
okay.
That was one of the best places in the United States. I think there was 4 different hospitals that we could go to with the advanced treatment. But the man-to-man program was interesting to me, and what I've got out of it is the people that have attended this, nobody has done the same thing, really. It seems like everybody's kind of had a different way of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to listen to them as they talk. Most of the participants are very open when they're attending these meetings.
Do you find that surprising when
yes,
a group of men would sit down and just lay it on the line here?
Yeah, really.
I think it would be surprising, yeah.
So, you know, in the truest sense of the word, it's a support group. And it's working, I think, for the people that attend.
Absolutely.
I think we all enjoy it. The path that I took was for the radiation treatments, and there's others there that took surgery and then seed treatment and all different, you know, I think it covers the full spectrum.
And do you think that this is more helpful for people who have maybe just been diagnosed and are in the process of trying to decide what to do?
Oh, absolutely, because yeah. There's really no right answer as to do this way or to take right. this treatment. My sister's son said, you know, a lot of it depends on the individual doctor and what his experiences are, and he'll form a favorite way of treatment. Sure. And that's what he'll suggest to you. And whether or not that's right, you don't know.
It's the same thing as treating breast cancer, isn't it, Hoyt? I mean, you know, there are those that say we need to do a radical. There are those that say we need to do this. And everybody has a different – and doctors do have favorite ways they like to approach things.
Well, they do, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that goes back to the individual. I think it's so important that the individual plays an active role in their health care. You know, asking, is this the best for me? Are there additional options on it? What if we try this? And asking those questions, because I dare say I think most physicians would greatly appreciate the fact if a patient comes in there and starts doing things like it, because they know they can only do so much, the physician can, but the individual takes care of their health better than anyone. So if they're asking the questions and they're knowledgeable about those questions that they're asking, they have more of an input to it, and I think you have a much better outcome in the long run. Just from personal experience seeing patients, to me, some of the patients that don't get involved in their health care are the ones that tend to be defeated. But sure. The ones that take an active role in their health care and what they're going through, regardless of the outcome, they're not going to be defeated. Right. And I think it makes a big difference in that respect concerning it. So this is an outlet for gentlemen to do so, just as the ladies with breast cancer or any type of disease for that matter. It's just playing an active role in what you do.
Absolutely. Kind of reminds me of the PSA that's out there when your doctor goes, any questions, and you have no questions, right? Absolutely. Hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking about man-to-man. We're talking about the American Cancer Society. Certainly hope you'll stay tuned. We're going to join South Carolina News in progress.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, just having a good time here today. How are you doing, everybody out there? Hey, we are talking with the American Cancer Society. We have Hoyt Dorn, Scott Dublin, and Jim Conley here with you. Do want to just tell you a couple of little things here. Price of gold has come back up. It's right at $1,697, so very close to that $1,700 mark. And, of course, silver is right there at $3,363. So if you've got it to sell, it's been bouncing around that $1,700 mark. You might want to come see us. As far as the weather goes, hey, let's just do a quick check of the weather right now. It is 62 degrees and looks like there may be some rain across our fair city here. And this afternoon, we are looking for partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 53 degrees. And tomorrow, unbelievable, very warm, high of 83. You know, we're going to be broadcasting from the South Carolina State Museum tomorrow, so you'll want to tune in for that. We're going to do it live right there. Meet me at the diner, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. But we're having a lot of fun here. I was a little concerned about this conversation, but I guess when you lay it on the line, that's just what happens. All right, I'd like to be a fly on the wall in some of those man-to-man meetings now, let me tell you. Let's just talk a little bit more about this. It is to help men. It is to help men who have been diagnosed with cancer, who might be facing it in their families, and those that have recovered from it that would like to share. Would you say that's a fair assessment, Scott?
Absolutely. I think in a nutshell, that's what it is for guys that have gone through it and guys that are looking at it and to see what the options are. Yeah, it's just a place to talk.
And when exactly do you meet? Is it the first Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 at the Cancer Center?
That's it.
That's it? Oh, that's a beautiful center there, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It is amazing. Now, that's at the Learning Center. So do they have a special, you just come in the door and would ask? Is that how you would?
Well, actually, we're the only ones there in the evening.
Oh, okay.
On it, Self-Regional takes good care of us. On it, Katie Davis, one of the employees there, she makes sure that the men are provided with snacks and drink for the evening and everything on it, which they always enjoy.
Just from that standpoint, a reason to show up, right?
Absolutely. But I got dibs on the mountain trail mix.
All right. So if you are interested in finding out more about this, if you have it in your family, what would you have to say, Scott, about it?
Oh, if you have it in your family, if you have a family history of it, absolutely. Talk to your doctor. If you have a urologist, talk to your urologist. Make sure that they know that you have a family history because that is one of the precursors for being checked early.
You were 43 when you found out.
I was 43 and, knew that my dad had prostate cancer, really was not concerned about it because I didn't make the connection until Mike Turner, my urologist, suggested that we do that. And with that information being out there, ask the questions, ask your father, ask your family, because if we in this generation don't talk about it, my dad, who was a World War II veteran, they didn't talk about it at all. I knew that he had gone through it. Mm-hmm. It was not talked about. It was not discussed, but knew that he had had it. And a lot of men, I think, probably don't even know that their fathers have been through it. But it gave me an opportunity to talk to my brother, my nephew, the other men in my family and say, hey, this is what we're facing. Dad had it. I've had it. Get checked.
Absolutely. And of course, I know for you, Jim, this was a total surprise that that could be in you, that you could have it.
Oh, absolutely. They were looking for a kidney stone.
How about that? You never knew what could happen there.
And here it comes, you know, it was a life altering experience. The course of treatment that I decided upon really affected my lifestyle. I opted for the radiation treatments, and I went every day for 42 days. And
to do much fishing?
No, it kind of knocked my socks off. I did a lot of sleeping, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And it just kind of drained my energy.
Absolutely. And, does it make you appreciate what women have gone through? I mean, I think that sometimes if you haven't had it, you don't appreciate what other people are going through. And now, are you more sensitive when you hear not just breast cancer or any of the cancers, but are you more sensitive to that fact?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that's come out of this is, in that regard, is I have a lot of hot flashes.
Well, you can appreciate things, man, can't you?
Boy, has that been brought up to me. Now you see what we're going through, you know?
See, who knew that was a side effect? I just learned something very interesting here.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the medicine that you take. It's called Lupron, and
right.
It's a shot, and it's designed to decrease the brain's ability to communicate with the body, to decrease the testosterone in
mm-hmm.
your body.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the end results is a lot of hot flashes. And so we've experienced that. And now I can relate to the women that I talk to.
Okay. You know, for years.
I don't know if I should have brought that up.
Well, no, what I was going to bring up is for years and years, women have always said that men would have a different feeling about childbirth if they ever had to have a child, right? I mean, you know, and here we are talking about hot flashes and guys.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's just it's an amazing topic. How about for you, Scott, as far as the effects and your feelings about other people having cancer now?
The whole concept of empathy, mm-hmm. walking in somebody else's shoes took on a whole different measure because I was ordained as a Baptist minister through Northside Baptist Church and have served in interim positions in several churches in the area. And just to really be able to look somebody in the eye and say, I know what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. I understand it. To be able to hug them, walk them through it, talk with them about it, to counsel family members. Mm-hmm. And strangely enough, about 3 years after I was diagnosed, my wife Kathy was diagnosed with cancer. So the role of a caregiver, Hoyt may talk about this, but the role of a caregiver for somebody who's facing cancer is huge, because she walked with me through mine. I walked with her through hers. And one of the biggest things that you can do when you've experienced a disease like this, or any disease, or any kind of life tragedy, is to take what you've learned from it, share it with somebody else who's facing it, because they're there. And to be able to walk with somebody through this, because, and you ask an interesting question, when I was diagnosed, did I feel like I was alone, or did I feel like I was the only one? You know, I think for anybody who gets that call when the doctor says, it's not what we thought, you do have cancer, immediately, once you recover from just being stunned, mm-hmm. it's the, oh my gosh, what do I do? And to be able to have a resource or a group or a network of people who have been through it, to be able to ask those questions and, you know, just cry. If you just need to cry, just cry. It's huge.
It's priceless.
It's priceless. You can't. Words don't express it.
Absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking, and we will be back in just a second. Don't you go away.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
That's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are having a good time. We're talking men's stuff today here. We're talking about the Man-to-Man program, the American Cancer Society. But, you know, I think we ought to try to cover just a few other things here as we go towards the top of the hour. Do want you to know, but every first Thursday of each month between 6 and 7 at Self Regional Healthcare's Cancer Center, they do have a man-to-man program. They talk about, from what I can gather, just about everything, folks. And if you've been diagnosed and maybe you don't know where to turn or what to do, you might want to check this group out, because they've been there, they've done that, and they all have different perspectives about how things turned out, what maybe they would have done the same, maybe they would have done something different. But, you know, the thing about cancer is it's a moving picture, isn't it, Hoyt? I mean, what we did just 2 years ago and what we do today are even completely different.
Oh, it's astounding to see the leaps and bounds that are being made in technology in the fight against cancer and many other diseases. That's why what was new today is old tomorrow, and we need for people to understand the importance of finding out what is currently going on. And this is just one way that we can do it and to keep the public informed. So we do encourage people to join our man-to-man, the gentleman. Wives, if you're out there listening, mothers the same way. Let your sons know, let your brothers know about us. All they have to do is call our office if they want more information at 229-7373.
But, you know, the biggest news we need to put out there is prostate cancer is curable.
Absolutely. It is curable on it. Again, it needs to be found out about early. We need to make sure that people are doing the right things. And it's not a comfortable conversation to discuss, but you need to have that conversation with your physician. If you don't, at least contact us to get information so you can make the right questions asked when you go to your physician.
That's right. Now, the American Cancer's office right here in Greenwood has moved from their old place. They're in a new place. It's been there, what, a little over a year, I guess?
Just over a year now. It was a year last November. We're located at 303 West Alexander in the Greenwood Medical Park, right beside Self Regional, in Suite I. Very good location for us, very accessible for our volunteers and our patients concerning it. And the thing about the American Cancer Society is we're there to meet the needs of those in need. We don't deal with just one form of cancer. We deal with just about every one of them. So we can hopefully be a resource for just about anyone that walks through our door or gives us a call. So we encourage the people in our area, and really the sound of my voice, because we cover quite a few counties, to give us a call or come by, and if we can assist you, we will do so, or we'll put you on the right track, hopefully, to get resources for you.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that is so imperative part of the American Cancer Society is your volunteers.
I can't speak enough about the volunteers, Ann. I mean, the volunteers are the American Cancer Society. Everything that we do is based on our volunteers. As mentioned, Scott Dublin and Morris Dorn are our facilitators, and they are volunteers for Man to Man. All of my volunteers for Look Good, Feel Better program here in Greenwood area, Reach to Recovery. We are regaining ground on our program called Road to Recovery to take patients to and from their treatment. So everything is based on our volunteers. If we don't have them, we do not exist, literally.
And not only do you, can you be involved in some of these programs, but shoot, you even need office help, don't you?
Oh, always. There's so many different aspects that the public can assist us with. It's incredible. We're always looking for office volunteers to assist us if we're doing mailings or other projects within the office, or potential office coverings when we have to attend state meetings that takes place each month. That type of aspect of it. Some of our programs, you do not have to be a cancer survivor to take part in, like our Look Good, Feel Better and our Road to Recovery. Those are set up for a cosmetologist. You have to be a trained and certified cosmetologist for Look Good, Feel Better. Road to Recovery, if you're 18 years of age, have a valid South Carolina driver's license and insurance, we can get you involved in that. So regardless of age there, you can participate in that program to help us. I want to touch that for just a quick moment. The reason it has become so important, we all know how gas prices are going up.
Absolutely.
And we know of patients right here in our area that rely on public transportation to try to get them back to their home after their treatment. And in some cases, we're looking at a long time frame beforehand.
Well, public transportation here in Greenwood isn't that great. I mean, we're not a major metropolitan area where you have bus systems and this type of thing.
And you know, we want to do everything that we can to assist. So we know there's organizations out there. We know there's Sunday school classes, things of that nature. And we're not talking mega hours a week or a month. We're needing about 25 good volunteers in the Greenwood area to make it easy. The reason the number needs to be so high, we know, as Jim stated, with his radiation treatment, 42 straight days. So we wouldn't ask one volunteer to try to cover that amount of time, but a large number could do it easily for
that
patient.
And you can be flexible, too. If somebody's going to be gone, I mean, this is volunteer work.
Absolutely.
This is not a job.
You're not mandated to be there at 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
Exactly.
You know, concerning, we work greatly with you on those schedules. And all of these programs and services, as you've allowed us to come on before, are free to the public and to the cancer patients that are in need. And one of the biggest ways is through our Relay for Life. It accounts for 70% of our annual income.
How's Relay for Life shaping up this year?
We are on track where we were last year, which is good, but unfortunately it's bad also. We lost a major team from last year, and we're trying to recoup that. Our goal this year is $200,000 for Greenwood County. And I keep things simple. The guys here know that I don't try to complicate matters, and all of my volunteers and the people I come in contact with know that. We have a population in Greenwood County of over 69,000 people. I'm asking, on average, every person and within the sound of our voice and within this area to give a one-time gift of $5. That's it. Not a week, not a month. One-time gift. If they did that, we would raise over $348,000 for the event this year. Now, you can tell me that you haven't spent $5 in the last 24 hours on something that we probably did not need.
Absolutely. You're looking at it right now.
And I won't discuss that part on it, but it is so true concerning that. And you can imagine if a person puts up $20 and divides that between four different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a wonderful county, a very caring and giving county. I'm very thankful of that. But those needs continue to go on, and not just for our organization, but many others in the area. And we're very thankful for people like Jim and his wife that have stepped up, Scott's wife in her area on it with Meals on Wheels. All of these things are important in our areas. And for those that can't do it, They need people that can and are willing to. So Relay for Life is one of those aspects. We will be back at the Greenwood YMCA on the 11th of May, Mother's Day weekend as always. Mm-hmm. This will be our 18th annual event. We are looking for teams, sponsors. All they have to do is contact our office, and we'll be glad to visit with them, day or night.
It doesn't have to be a big, you know, sometimes I think that they need to be big things, right?
Oh, no, ma'am, they do not. A team can consist of a couple of family members on it, or it can be as big as a major business here in the area. That's fine. The key is just to get involved and to participate. Another one of the big areas that we want people to regain this year is our luminaries. For those that have attended Relay, those are the bags that surround the track during mm-hmm. the event. And those bags represent the lives of those lost and those that are fighting cancer or survived cancer. So we really want to see more of those out there on it. So when the public does come out, and it is open to the public, this is not a closed event. We want everybody to come out and join us that evening. They see
what we're doing. It's a very joyful time out there.
Absolutely. It is a true celebration. It really is, and that's what we want it to be.
And you don't have to cook dinner that night, folks. I tell you what, there will be plenty of food out there from all the different groups. Now, what's the theme this year?
The theme this year is solving the mystery of cancer. And right now, we've got everything from Curious George to Scooby-Doo to the Ghostbusters.
All right.
Even clues. So there's going to be a lot of fun had, a lot of things going on, but we strongly encourage individuals, businesses, our places of worship to be involved with us to some extent. You know, you may not be able to be a $5,000 team. That's all right. Take up a collection on a Sunday morning. Have a luminary service. Get a track sign to be a sponsor for $100. There's so many different ways anyone can participate. And the best way is get everybody you know to give that $5.
Absolutely. You could raise over, what did you say there?
We would raise over $348,000 if, on average, every person gave a one-time gift of $5 this year.
A one-time gift?
Just a one-time gift.
Not monthly.
Just $5, period.
Period. Well, that certainly sounds like it's something that is doable. It's certainly a good thing to get out with all the tax refunds coming back right now.
Well, that's true. But in closing, I would like to thank Scott and Jim and all of the other gentlemen that have been coming to the man-to-man and what it's been able to do for these gentlemen. And we do encourage many others to come out and be with us because we think it can be very viable to this area, and we're very appreciative of the relationship that we have with the medical aspect here in Greenwood County.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, you know, this for you has been an interesting experience here today, right, Scott?
It has. It's been great.
We've had a good time, haven't we?
It's been a lot of fun.
And you came here with a little intrepidation, didn't you?
Well, that's a good word for it.
All right. And Jim, what did you think of today here?
Well, I was a little nervous when I came in the door, but you've made me feel very comfortable and able to talk about this subject, and I really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. Don't forget the first Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 at Self Regional Healthcare Cancer Center. Man to man. You don't have to worry about us women being there. Just man to man. All right. Hey, you know what? We are almost done here. Relay for Life is the 18th one. It is coming up on May 11th. You know, we've heard it from Hoyt right here. $5 from everybody here in Greenwood would raise how much money?
Over $348,000.
That's right. Can you give $5? Hey, can you get a group together to give $5? It would really make a difference. After all, cancer is something that we can beat. Thank you so much, Hoyt, for being here today.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it.
All right. And Jim and Scott, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.